My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, to tune in, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening live through, I guess, your podcast later during the day, or you're going to be, you know, going through your downloads on your phone. Welcome, wherever you're coming from, because today is going to be a great day. I'm very happy today to have a really special guest, so I hope that you'll stay tuned through the hour. But remember one great thing, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. So if you have to leave early, or if you want to hear something again, you want to send a friend, something along the way, guess what? You can, and they can go listen to the show in its entirety just by clicking on the download when it's convenient for them. Welcome to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the relevant topics, the important breaking news, wonderful alternatives and compliments, all in real time today, because we want to know what's good for us today. It's great to know our history. It's great to know where we come from and all the things we did in the past, because it brought us to where we are today. But most of us today want to know what's available. What can I use? How do I use it? When do I use it? Can I use it? And that's what we talk about here every day. And I bring you the best guest in the natural products industry. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they make it so easy to continue, start, and maintain your healthy journey. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and you'll find them in the same location because they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email address, start getting newsletters, print a coupon to use on the store, and get great information every day. And don't forget, give them a thumbs up on Facebook to always stay connected to the Stay Healthy store. Well, today we're going to be talking about French grapeseed extract. I think this is going to be a really, really good show. And I'm so happy to say that Cheryl Myers is going to be back with us today. If you have not had the pleasure to listen to Cheryl in the past, it is awesome information with an incredibly very light delivery. It's just like you're sitting in a living room having a great conversation. And then at the end of the show, you say, you know, that was so enjoyable. And then you realize that you learned a whole bunch of stuff along the way. How cool is that? Cheryl is an author, integrative health nurse, a dietary supplement expert, and also serves as head of education and scientific affairs for Europharma. A graduate with honors of Purdue University, Cheryl, whose first degree is in nursing, also has clinical certifications in oncology, cancer care, and gerontology, the health issues of the aging. She has been working directly with dietary supplements for over 12 years. A natural medicine practitioner, Cheryl is recognized as an expert in integrative health and dietary supplement use. She has lectured throughout the United States and has been a featured guest on more than 250 radio and television shows. She is well known as an advocate for bridging the words of mainstream and natural medicine, taking these worlds, melding them together, and the outcome is just, it's always better that way. Cheryl currently oversees technical literature development, product research, validation, educational outreach, and acts as a liaison and with the thought leaders in integrative health. And she's well respected by her peers in our industry. So let me welcome this wonderful guest. Hello there.
Well, hello. It's a delight to be here.
I'm so glad when you're here. You just bring such wonderful, calming energy to the middle of a crazy, out-of-control world.
Well, that's awfully kind of you. My only wish is that I could be there in person, because we're getting some premature snowstorms here in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, really? We are... Yeah. Let me tell you about what's going on out here. We are having the weirdest weather, Cheryl. It is the craziest thing. Here we are in November, and we are going to be in the 70s for another 7 days. I'm sorry.
I'm trying not to be super jealous right now. Usually, we don't even have snow on the ground at this time. We started having some. We had snowstorms and weather cold levels in the teens back in October. So what we're hopeful for is, since winter has started so early, maybe it will end really early as well.
Wouldn't that be incredible? That would be just awesome. So I got to tell you, the last time you were here, we talked about the Curamed. We talked about some great products from Terry's Naturally, and it was so well received. And, you know, people really enjoy this line. Since we did our last show, Kelly Klontz was out here. She did a dinner training and brought other great words of wisdom from Terry Limeron and from the company itself. So we're kind of in this Europharma mode right now, because There's a big difference with this company. And, you know, being an old dog and being around as long as I have, 4 decades, I have seen a lot of changes. But you see, you have your companies that you know that are really innovative, who could actually sit back on their laurels and enjoy all the wonderful things that they've done, but they just continue to take us to new levels of great health. And I really do think that Europharma and Terry's Naturally, I think that they do that, and they do it for good reason, because there's a need.
Well, that's awfully kind of you to say. That's one of the reasons that I was attracted to working for this company, is because of the high levels of quality, the standards that they set, their devotion to education. You know, the founder of our company, Terry Limeron, always says, we don't sell products. We sell the information on how to use these products in such a way that you're going to get the health outcomes that you expect. And he puts his money where his mouth is. He has invested in a great educational team of people who do a lot of literature research and do educational outreach to try to inform people that there are clinically studied, scientifically validated dietary supplement interventions that can make an enormous difference in their health.
I think what I've learned from this is that we never can stop learning. And as this industry has continued to move forward, you know, we've had slower periods, and then we've had periods when a whole bunch of information came out at one time. But every time that I thought that I had the end information on something and I tried to write it all in pen, I ended up having to scratch it out and redo it. So I've learned in this industry, which I love because it keeps me on my toes, is to write in pencil, keep my ears open, and always continue to be a student.
I couldn't agree with you more, and that's one of the other things that's so attractive about working in any of the health sciences, is that it is ever evolving, it's ever changing. Mm-hmm. As we learn new information, sometimes it supports what we've learned in the past, sometimes it completely contradicts us, and so in order to be on top of your game, you do have to pay attention to what's happening with the cutting-edge science.
Today we're going to be talking about clinical OPC, and Marge said, you know, she said there's so much information on this, which there is. It's amazing. But I wanted people to know that Marge decided to put a super amazing special on this today, because she wants people to use it. The regular price on the clinical OPC is $49.95. She's running it at $34.95 plus a $5 off coupon, and with purchase, a free book that you can read about as well. I have to tell you, the books that you guys put out, they're amazing. I've got every one of them in my library. I mean, I find them great. I just grab them every once in a while, and I just read through it straight. And well put together.
Thank you so much. We are fortunate to have a wonderful advisory board, and these independent practitioners are passionate also about natural health and about helping people understand the differences, that not all dietary supplements are created equal, and sometimes there's specific things that you need to look for if you want to replicate some of these really powerful clinical studies that show differences in health. You know, I sometimes use the analogy of coffee. You know, you can go buy a cup of coffee for 50 cents somewhere, you know. You can buy a coffee in a can at the grocery store for a couple of dollars. So why do people pay enormous amounts of money for, Jamaican coffee from Blue Mountain? Or why do they pay so much money for coffee from Kona, Hawaii? is because it is so much more vibrant and has such a brilliant taste. You know, it's the same kind of thing, is that when you're dealing with a lot of our products come from plants, and there's a great deal of difference in plants, even though they may be the same species. There's a lot of hallmarks that you have to look out for in order to make sure that they're efficacious. And that's something that's important. Don't just put whatever's popular in a capsule and sell XYZ. Look at how does XYZ deliver its health benefits? What are its obstacles to success? Does it have absorption issues? Does it have stability issues? Are there other things that we can do to make sure that this is a powerful experience? And so you have to have that deeper dive if you're going to have products that actually work.
You know, and the other thing about this line of products is, you know, they're not really directed at only a certain sector. They have overlap in many different areas. Many of the things that are for pain relief are also for anti-inflammatory and also work on immune system as well. So there's so much overlap out there. And it seems like to me looking in that when you bring a product, you're bringing it because, number one, it could be a life changer for many people, and it could be a product that could give people back a better quality of life. And number two, it's because the research has been done and the need is there. And, you know, you've listened to what people are saying out here, what people are dealing with every day. And these products really have a place. As soon as they come out, they already have a niche to fit.
You know, it's so important to remember that the human body is all connected to itself. You know, you can't take something that helps your eyes and not have it work systemically in other ways as well. You can't take something that works for pain. You know, it doesn't just go to one place and do one thing. It goes everywhere and does a lot of things. There are certain kinds of products that I call foundational products that have such a deep beneficial health activity in the body at such a basic level that you can use them for a very wide variety of problems. And grapeseed extract is one of those because it works on, you know, there's studies on grapeseed for cardiovascular. There's studies on grapeseed for immune. There's studies on grapeseed for diabetes. There's studies on grapeseed extract for cancer. There's studies on grapeseed extract for brain health and focus. So the list goes on and on. And so I think that when we're always fortunate to have a dietary supplement or a natural medicine that can target a specific health condition and make a real difference, but we're even more fortunate when we come across some of these really powerful foundational products that have a wide spectrum of activity across a lot of different health conditions.
Is there a difference between regular grapeseed or French grapeseed, or is it all French grapeseed, or is this something that brings something on a different level to the industry?
Well, that's an excellent question. Grapeseed has been around for a long time. Back in the 1970s, there was a very brilliant French professor named Dr. Jacques Mascalier, and he found these compounds called OPCs. Now get ready for the $6 million word. That stands for oligomeric proanthocyanidins.
I love
Much
it.
Easier to say OPCs. And these are super potent health compounds that are found in grape seeds, not in the skins, not in the flesh, but in the seeds. And he found that they have amazing antioxidant activities. They're a super potent antioxidant, but they also can make a real difference, for example, in promoting healthy cellular development, et cetera. So while grapes have been used medicinally for wine, for food, and for medicines for thousands of years, it was only in the 70s that we started to understand the specific compounds that make a real difference in health. So fast forward, by the 1980s, we're starting to see grapeseed extracts that are being used in clinical research that are showing really powerful health benefits. And they come into the market. They're relatively expensive. I mean, not crazy expensive, but, you know, $20, $30 for a month's worth, which in the 70s and 80s was kind of pricey. But they worked. They made this huge difference in health, and they became enormously popular. They soared to the number one or the number two herbal extract offered during those time periods with regards to sales and popularity. And then the bottom fell out. And the reason is because of its incredible popularity, they were able to, people were wanting to jump on the bandwagon. People wanted to be able to have a competitive advantage. So somebody said, well, you've got grapeseed extract at $30 a bottle. I can do it for $25 a bottle. And then someone else came in and said, well, I can do it for $20 a bottle. Then someone else comes in and says, well, I can do it for $12.99. And because the consumer believed that all grapeseed extract is the same, they walked away from the clinically studied powerful ingredient and went to ever cheaper sources of grapeseed until today you can find grapeseed extract online for $2.99 a bottle, and some of these websites will offer you free shipping if you buy three bottles at a time. So it's turned into this ridiculous and useless, I might say, commodity that doesn't provide benefits for people. So since it no longer works, it's plummeted in popularity. So, boy, that sounds kind of, it sounds unusual, doesn't it, that I'm talking about why a product I'm here to talk about doesn't work, right? So.
Well, you know, the thing about it is this is really important information, because this is some of the transitions that have gone through in our industry. And, you know, people say, you know, you've been around a long time, you've seen. I said, yeah, you would not believe what we've seen. And, you know, and but, you know, the people that are here for the right reasons, and the companies that are here for the results that they're really trying to show because their studies are allowing people to get these benefits, they've always persevered and they've always survived, because the ones that were trying to do it differently usually disappear and usually go away. Because when it comes right down to it, if you're trying something that's doing absolutely nothing, you're either going to do one of two things. You're either going to ask questions and figure out one that does work, or you're going to just walk away and throw your hands in the air and say, well, nothing of this industry works. And the latter is the one that's very frustrating.
It is very frustrating. So fast forward, youth in France, because now most grapeseed, the vast majority of grapeseed sold in the United States is from China. Mm. And when we were developing a grapeseed product, one of the salespeople for a large company that sells grapeseed in America was talking to us about purchasing their raw material. And they said, you know, their claim to fame was that they supplied more than 60% of the grapeseed that was available in the American market. And the price for the grapeseed extract was a whopping $18 a kilo.
Oh,
and we just kind of looked at them, $18 a kilo, Well, the French grapeseed extract that comes from France, and it comes from as a byproduct of the wine industry, so extremely high-quality grapes, which has unique standardizations, is $350 a kilo.
Mm-hmm.
So why on earth would we choose a raw material for $350 a kilo when we could purchase it for $18 a kilo? Well, the answer has to do with a simple word called tannins. Tannins are compounds that cannot be absorbed. Tannins give that puckery flavor to rich red wines. So there's nothing wrong with tannins, but they cannot be absorbed. They do not work inside your body. They can't be absorbed into your bloodstream. The largest size of those OPCs that I was talking about are called tannins. So when you look at inexpensive grapeseed, it's virtually unabsorbable. So when I'm talking to patients, or when I'm talking to consumers, I say, these grapeseed extracts are incredibly powerful. These OPCs, they're amazingly powerful, but they come in all sizes. So imagine that, you know, there's dogs are dogs, right? But some dogs are Great Danes, and some dogs are Chihuahuas. Well, if those dogs are Great Danes, there's no way they're going to be squeezing through the doggy door. Only the Chihuahuas can get inside. So this is a 100% Chihuahua product. What this company has done that we're working with is that they have standardized their grapeseed extract that every single OPC is a Chihuahua. It's small enough to be absorbed. So there's a huge difference in absorbability. There's some other quality factors as well, but I think that that's one of the biggest reasons, is that do you want to pay $18 a kilo for something that you get zero absorption and no benefit? Maybe a little fiber, I don't know. Or do you want to pay $350 a kilo and have a dramatic impact on preventing cancer recurrence? For me, the answer is simple. If I'm going to cut corners, you know, I might buy a dress that's on sale. You know, I might decide that I don't need a $10,000 sofa. The $1,000 sofa is plenty good enough for me. You know, there's places where I'll cut corners, but one place I never cut corners are on the things that I put inside my body. Because guess what? They become a part of you. And I want to be the best me that I can possibly be. So this is what led us to launch this unique French grapeseed extract. It's called VX1. It's been used in published studies, some of them done at Baylor University, their huge cancer and genomics research program that they've got going there, looking at how it has anti-cancer activity. It's also, there's also studies on grapeseed extract and high blood pressure you know, we can go through each of the different health applications later, but the most important thing is if it cannot get inside, it cannot help you. Now, there's a second problem that we're seeing with grapeseed today. Now, we're talking about all the dirty secrets of the dietary supplement industry. These grapeseed OPCs are incredibly valuable, and some grapeseed just doesn't have very many in them. So there are companies out there that are spiking the grapeseed extract to try to bolster the amount of OPC so they can have a bigger label claim. Mm-mm. So nobody would do that, right, Jeff?
No. Oh, my Lord.
So in 2015, so this is 4 years ago, so we've known about this for a while, researchers looked at 21 different grapeseed extracts, and what they found of the 21, 15 had quality challenges in that they did not meet their label claim, and 6 of the 21 were adulterated to bolster the OPC levels. Now, what did they use to drive up OPCs? Peanut skin. You know that little red filmy
skin
when you crack open a peanut?
Yes.
So it's very, very red. It has some tannins in it as well, some OPCs. And, by the way, it's super cheap. So what they do is they were grinding up the peanut skin to give the powder a more vibrant reddish-purple color and to drive up when it ran through the laboratory analysis, it would have higher levels of OPCs. And then not declaring on the label that it contains a compound from one of the highest allergens in America, which are peanuts. I think that's criminal. I think that's ridiculous. And so what we have done to combat this adulteration is we specifically test for the presence of peanut skin. So people think, well, you know, it's a good quality company. You know, John Smith Company is a great company, and they must do these testing too. Well, what we have learned is that regular testing does not pick up on the presence of peanut skin. You have to do a test specific for looking for compounds associated with peanut skin to determine if it's been adulterated. So if you're working with a company that just believes whatever their raw material supplier tells them, and they don't back it up with additional testing, then you have the likelihood of getting an adulterated grapeseed. You're not getting the real deal. So we have started a program of verified grapeseed extract, never adulterated, with third-party independent testing, where we don't just look for the usual things like contamination or pesticides or herbicides or heavy metals, which we examine on all of our products. We look specifically for adulteration with grapes, with peanut skins. So that's one of the things I'm really proud of, is that we've been a leader. We've been the first in the industry to take on this challenge of pushing back against these adulterated products that are starting to, we're starting to see them pop up on different store shelves and on the internet.
You know, the thing about it is, you know, this industry, most of us that are in the industry have over the years developed a built-in amount of questioning that we have for our distributors, and most of us are really looking for a good way to find out more information to be able to pass on to the consumer and our family and our friends, and for our own self-consumption as well. But, you know, and that's why I think that it's so wonderful to be able to go to health food stores and have these dialogues and conversations, because I think sometimes when people only use the internet and they only order things from sites where they don't get to talk to anyone, the only thing they see are the dollar signs, which is fine. I understand that. But the thing is, what are you getting, and is it going to work? And if it looks pretty in the bottle, but it doesn't do anything in your body. And, you know, we need to have that sense of urgency, but also priority of putting ourselves first. And what you said about, you know, not getting the outfit and the real expensive couch is important, because there are areas of our life where we can shave and save money and, you know, and cut corners, if you will. But, you know, I don't know anybody that's ever ended up in the hospital that's really ill or is fighting a heavy duty disease that says, I'm so glad I cut corners on my diet and my supplements.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. One of the things I'm frequently asked, because I've worked in natural health for about 20 years now. Before that, I worked in mainstream health, is, well, what can I don't know anything about this herbal voodoo stuff, so what can I do? I want to get started. I think it can make a difference. How can you help me? Well, I say the very best thing you can do for your health is to develop a relationship with a high-quality health food store, because this stuff is overwhelming. I work with it every single day, and I could barely keep up with the information. I don't understand how any consumer possibly could. So develop a relationship with somebody, with a store that has personnel that are knowledgeable, that listen to what you have to say. They're not just trying to sell you the most recent fad They actually have scientific information that they can share with you about how a natural medicine could be used for your health, and that's the way to start on your journey towards natural health. I can't say look for, you know, if it has a star on the label, it's good. If it's this, it's good. If it's that, it's good. No, develop a relationship so that they can do the sorting for you. They may be presented with 100 different products in a category, and they may let 5 into their store. They're already doing that screening process so that when you are working with them to find out what works best for you, you're always going to be connected with a higher quality product.
You know, one thing, and someone just chimed in and they said, I've been using this for a while, and it seems to be one of those products, and maybe Cheryl will talk about it, where you may start taking it for one reason, and as you're getting results in that one area that you're focusing on, you suddenly realize that you've got effects and better quality situations going on in 3 or 4 other areas that you had no idea that it even worked in. I love those kind of products.
Well, I do, too. I always like getting pleasant surprises.
Mm-hmm. Me, too.
Who doesn't like coming home and dinner's already been prepared? Who doesn't like finding a little silver-wrapped gift sitting on their desk when they get to work on a
yes.
Monday morning? I like good surprises. So this is a good surprise when you're using it perhaps for one thing that you find that another area of health is improving. You know, this French grape seed VX1, when we look at some of the studies that have been done, one has to do with its antioxidant potential. And I think the word antioxidant is used so much that it's kind of lost meaning for folks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But remember, antioxidants are your weapons to fight back against the major causes of disease and the aging process itself. One size does not fit all. Antioxidants come in all shapes and sizes and colors, because no single antioxidant fights back against every different kind of stressor. But boy, the grapeseed extract is enormously powerful. When we look at ORAC values, that stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity, the ORAC value of strawberries is about 3,500. The ORAC value of blueberries is about 6,500. Excellent fruits with great antioxidant activity. When we go to dark chocolate powder, that jumps up to 40,000 ORAC value, which is great because I like dark chocolate. But when you look at this French grapeseed OPC, this VX1, the same ORAC value for the same amount is 2 million. So this is one of the most powerful antioxidants on the planet. So when our bodies are exposed to oxidative stress every single day from thousands of different sources, this is something that helps to protect your cells and to help fight back. In fact, they compared the French grapeseed VX1 that's in the clinical OPC to 7 other grapeseed extracts that are on the market, and it had more than double the antioxidant activity of the next closest competitor. And it had 6 times as much antioxidant activity as the one that scored the lowest. So just on an antioxidant basis itself, some people use this just to fight the aging process. You know, we can't stop the aging process, but by gosh, there's a lot of things we could do to age more in a more healthy manner, to slow down the changes that are associated with aging. And one of the best ways that we can do that is to use antioxidants. We also see it has wonderful cardiovascular applications. You know, there's some great studies like on hypertension, high blood pressure. In one study that was done, they looked at 300 milligrams of the grapeseed extract over the course of 6 weeks, resulting in most of the individuals having, these were people with lower levels of hypertension. So they weren't, you know, the astronomical levels, but they did have significant hypertension. Most of the individuals will return to normal after treatment with grapeseed extract. When we look at some of the cancer studies that have been done on grapeseed, one that's been done specifically on the French grapeseed VX1 looked at reduction in tumor sizes. Now, this is an animal model of colon cancer, and what they found is 50 milligrams of plain grapeseed extract did have some advantages. Mm-hmm. Over 2 weeks, they saw an 8% reduction in tumor size. They went up to 100 milligrams of plain grapeseed, and it increased. It didn't double, though. It just went up to 13% reduction in tumor size. But when they used French grapeseed VX1, 50 milligrams, they saw a 40%, so 500% better, a 40% reduction in tumor size. And when they went up to the highest dose, it was at 100 milligrams, it was a 65% reduction
wow.
in tumor size. So just looking at some of these studies on cancer, you can see the difference between using plain grapeseed extract and going up to the highest quality, most beneficial. The difference is 8% tumor reduction versus 65% tumor reduction. There's also been studies that have looked at OPCs, the actual OPCs themselves, the oligomeric cyanidins, combined with chemotherapy in treatment-resistant colon cancer, and they saw a dramatic improvement in the activity of the chemotherapy. They also saw that they were associated with reducing cancer stem cell formation. Those are the cancer cells that stay behind after treatment and hide, and then maybe a couple years later rear up and start the cancer growing again. They saw a 71% reduction in cancer stem cell formation. There's been other studies, too, that look at the combinations of grapeseed extract and chemotherapy. But I have to say to any of our listeners, if you're undergoing chemotherapy, please bring your doctor into the loop. I think the best health outcomes are achieved when everybody is on the same page. And if your doctor is concerned about using an herbal product while you're undergoing treatment, just contact, you know, the health food store to get the scientific information to share with them. Here's a list of the studies that have been done. Most doctors, after they see the science behind it, are very willing to incorporate that into a treatment plan.
Wow. You know, I think when a lot of people think about grapeseed, you know, many of them, I remember going back to it when it was really, really becoming popular. You know, so many people were taking it for things like bruising, bleeding gums, variscosity, spider veins, varicose veins. And that was their main area of focus. You know, they were taking a form of grapeseed. And, you know, here we are, fast forward so much later down the road. And not only has it gone onto the back burner, but it's come up front, and with good reason. Because, you know, I think the most frustrating thing for me is when I go back and I think to myself how I got started, even going to school, I spent every ounce of time in the library because there was nowhere else to go. There was no internet. There was no smartphone. There was no Google, that's for sure. There was no place to cheat and get information really, really quick. You had to go find books, and you had to get there early because most of the books that we wanted were reference books, and you could only use them there. You couldn't even check them out. And then here we have this fast forward, all this wonderful information at our fingertips. I mean, a click, a slide, and just unbelievable information. Every day I'm in awe of the information. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it misinformation. And with all of this information, a million times more than what we had 30 years ago, there's more confusion, more frustration, because human nature is still there. People searching out things that they want to hear, that they want to read, that they want to give them a result that they want to agree with, and sometimes not really realizing that some of the best information means that we have to change.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, there's been, of course, a lot of psychological studies of individuals seeking out information that reinforces the viewpoint they already hold. You know, if you're a vegetarian, you're going to pay a lot more attention to the studies that show that vegetarian is the way to go. If you're a meat eater, you're going to pay attention to the studies that show that maybe there's deficits and that vegetarian is not the way to go. So, I mean, we all are drawn to things that reinforce our overall opinion, but there's also a lot of false information on the internet, so it's a blessing and a curse. However, one of the places that I see a collection of good studies is on the electronic database of the National Institutes of Health. That's called PubMed, standing for Public Medicine. So PubMed.gov, because it is a governmental database, has millions of studies archived and cataloged, so you can go in and say, grapeseed cancer as search terms and pull up an enormous number of studies, the abstracts. They generally don't give you the full study. That belongs to the journal. But you can at least rate what was studied and what were the results in. I would say the abstract is like a movie premiere or a movie preview. I mean, it gives you, or a movie review. It gives you the information about, hey, this was good in the movie and this was great and this is how it started and this is how it ended versus seeing the whole movie. So if you need a full copy, you know, they're usually available for purchase, but 99% of the information I need is in the abstract. And I've not seen any better collection than via the National Institutes of Health. Now, that said, there are illegitimate researchers who fake their data or who skew their data. We're never going to get away from that. We always have to read with our best judgment eyes on, but we always have to question. But at the same time, it is a lot more legitimate than some of the other places that I have seen where people are trying to get their health knowledge.
When people are using the clinical OPC, this is a question that I have for a lot of my guests today, and I would love to hear your take on this. You know, dosing and serving sizes were based many years ago on body weights for many people. Like for women, they would base a serving or dosage on a 100-pound woman to 135-pound woman, and for a man, maybe 145 to, like, let's say 175, 180. And a lot of those things have still carried over, the size. But we're in a different world today. People are bigger. They've got more meat on their frame. They've got more things, you know, that they're dealing with today. So how do you feel about label recommendations of dosage? And do you feel that sometimes a larger person may need to increase?
That's an excellent point. Yes, there are certain circumstances where a larger person may need to increase. So when we're looking at the clinical OPC VX1, there's a variety of different dosage sizes. When you're looking at blood pressure, if you want to replicate the dosages that were used in the hypertension trials, you're looking at 300 to 400 milligrams a day. But if you're looking to replicate the dosages that have been used in some of the cancer trials, you're looking at closer to 11 to 1200 milligrams a day. So depending upon application, if you're looking at having a basic support on board to help, slow the aging process and maybe help with some spider veins and make your blood vessels healthier, you may be able to get by with 150 to 200 milligrams a day. So the dosages are already variable. So if you're an individual and you are a larger individual and you start off with a dosage and you're a month or two in and you're not seeing the kinds of results that you really expect, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going up on that dosage, taking an additional couple hundred milligrams or even doubling the dosage.
Now, is this something that you would consider to be in the category of supplements that you take with food, or does it not matter? Because some people equate their herbal kind of products more on an emptier stomach. What is your preference?
You know, I generally, unless there's a reason not to, I like to pair up supplements with food for a couple of reasons. Number one, in some supplements, there's factors in foods that help them absorb a little bit better. Another reason is that the biggest mistake that people make is not taking their products consistently. And it's hard when you're not in this world to remember, I need to take my grapeseed extract today. And so if you couple them with meals, they're a lot more likely to remember to take them. So I generally say take them with breakfast, take them with dinner. But if you need to take them on an empty stomach, let's say you're a breakfast skipper, there's nothing wrong with taking them on an empty stomach. It's not going to interfere in any way. One might also think that by taking them around food, if people are using grapeseed extract for diabetes, there's some great studies looking at helping to protect the body from the adverse effects of high blood sugar levels. There's also some studies that show that it helps to improve problems around insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes and increasing certain hormones that allow the sugar in the bloodstream to be burned in the cell as energy instead of deposited as abdominal fat. So, you know, in that instance, you probably would want to take it around your meals because you're using it for the type 2 diabetes.
You know, because this is such a powerful product and a beneficial product, and I would consider it to be very absorbable as well, the question comes in, and when do you talk to your physician about products that you're doing when you're on pharmaceutical meds? You know, there was a time when we were coming up through the ranks when people used to not tell their doctors anything about the supplements they were using because they didn't want lectures, and it was a different mentality back then. It was a different world back then. And today you've got many doctors having their own lines, recommending vitamins, writing prescriptions for supplementation. When you're using a product like Clinical OPC, and you're using this beautiful French grapeseed extract, and you're dealing with a situation of the heart or sugar or circulation, and you are treating with your doctor, and you're going through either a pharmaceutical or maybe chemotherapy or whatever you're going through, and you want to use this product, should you share it with your doctor?
Wow, I could give you the lawyer answer. yes and no. I mean, it depends. I really lean towards sharing because I believe that you get the greatest amount of benefits when everybody's pulling in the same direction.
Yes.
So I always say, and that's one of the beauties of working with products that are clinically studied or scientifically studied that have published papers backing up their efficacy or their safety or their absorbability or their use with chemotherapy or whatever the case may be, is that you have some literature to work with your doctor. Hopefully your doctor is an open-minded individual who would look at some of these things and be swayed. If you feel like your doctor is not listening to your desires or tells you no, you can't take it without giving you a reason why, like if they might say it'll interfere with your chemotherapy and say, well, if I can bring to you some scientific information about studies that have been done, and they just say no because I don't like supplements, well, then it's up to you. You know, then it's up to you to decide, is this the kind of health care I want? Is there, you know, do I need to incorporate, do I need to bring in a naturopathic physician for counseling on what are the supplements that are safe to take while I am undergoing these anti-cancer regimens? You know, we are still the captains of our own ship, and we do have sometimes medical decisions to make. But I believe that it's always good to try to work with your doctor, to try to find a doctor in the first place that's open to the idea of maybe there's answers for your health concerns that don't come out of a prescription bottle or a surgical suite, that maybe there are other avenues that are also clinically validated and scientifically investigated to make a real difference in your health outcome. Those are the best kinds of doctors. And the good news is I've been doing this in the integrative side for 20 years, and I'm seeing a lot less resistant to the idea of using supplements than I did 20 years ago. But that being said, you know, I also recognize that people, especially if they're dealing with very complex illnesses, are sometimes getting a lot of pushback that they don't know how to respond to when they go to the doctor and say they want to use natural intervention to work also to help with their health concerns.
Yeah, I think I agree with that as well. You know, what can people look for when they're using the French grapeseed at the very beginning? You know, and I think a lot of people, it gets very confusing. And, you know, being in the stores as much as I have, because I've not only lectured and traveled and done all that kind of stuff and radio for 38 years, but I've been in the stores, you know, so I've been actually working with customers for almost 40 years. So, and I've put together this huge amount of knowledge, and the outcome of it was people want to know what it is, what does it do, how do I take it, can I take it? I mean, all the other stuff gets really technical, but bottom line is people just want to know, you know, what is it and can I use it and when do I take it?
Mm-hmm. Well, some things that you would notice right away may be a strengthening of your blood vessels, like you don't bruise as easily, some, you know, that you're not getting a lot of new spider veins, that your varicose veins are not as obvious, you know, that they're tightening up a little bit, because it is very, very powerfully beneficial for blood vessels themselves. You may notice over a month or two that your blood sugar comes down a little bit. You might notice that your blood pressure is coming down. So there's certain measures that you can see that are different. Now, if it comes to atherosclerosis, which is the buildup of plaque on the inside of the arteries that can impede blood flow, you're not going to feel like, oh, my gosh, my atherosclerosis has stopped progressing. You know? That's not something you're going to feel. If you are dealing with helping to prevent cancer return, maybe you've been treated for, let's say, colon cancer in the past, and you're on a healthy supplement regimen to make sure that you stay healthy, you don't want to see that cancer come back, well, you're not going to see anything. You're not going to feel a difference, so to speak, of its activity of helping to prevent cancer return. So it depends on what you're using it for. So there are some things that you would notice to know that it's working for you, that it's making a difference for you. And then there's other things that you might have to rely on the fact that, you know, in doctors looking at long-term studies or doctors using it for specific illnesses, that these were the benefits that on average we're seeing.
You know, I find this to be quite interesting. Somebody just chimed in and she says that the best combination she has ever found for so many things was a combination of the French grapeseed and the Curamed. She says, I've been using the two of those together. I'm a cancer survivor. I've had degenerative arthritis for many years, circulatory problems, and this combination has given me my life back. I just thought I'd mention that while you're kind of on topic.
Well, that... wonderful. It's so I'm so gratified to hear that, because that's my personal combination as well. The Curamed was that clinically studied, the most clinically studied enhanced absorption curcumin in the world with the turmeric essential oil. That Curamed plus the clinical OPC. You know, curcumin is a fat-soluble compound. Grapeseed is a water-soluble compound. When you use both of them, there is some overlap. They're both super potent antioxidants. They both have anti-inflammatory activity. They both have certain types of anti-cancer activity, but they also have a greater diversity of activity in the body, that between the fat-soluble and the water-soluble, they go everywhere and do everything. So, yes, those are, if people were to say, put together for me the perfect health protocol, I'm only going to give you two, you know, you can only give me two supplements. I'm going to start on them at 18 to prevent the most diseases further down the line. I would absolutely be putting them on the Grapeseed VX1 and the BCM95 curcumin that are found in Curamed and clinical OPC.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And I just think that it just makes such good sense, because when you stand back and you're looking in at all the problems we're having today with our health, they're inflammatory, circulatory, immune-based, and all the rest of it is all lifestyle choices.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening.
There's so much we can do. And you know what? And aside from this, there's so many choices that have been made for us without our knowledge. Like, genetically modified foods were in our diet before we even knew what genetic modification was.
True.
The chemicals, the thousands of chemicals that don't even have complete safety investigations that have been released into our food and our water and our atmosphere without any vote from all of us who have to breathe those chemicals. It's just astounding. You know, we look at just one herbicide alone, glyphosate, you know, Roundup. We look at the horrible health tribulations we're now starting to see in successive generations that have grown up exposed to glyphosate. I mean, I think that makes a huge problem with our health. So not only do we have to struggle with what our own lifestyles might be, and we can help to mitigate some of those exposures by changing, but at the same time, I think that there's a lot of individuals out there who need a lot of help because of the decisions that have been made that are that we're not even aware of, that we're exposed to every single day. Which I always say that one of the best things you can do for your health is vote. Vote your conscience when it comes to the availability of dietary supplements, and vote for helping to support individuals that are trying to push back against polluters and big pharma and some of the big chemical companies that are more interested in profits than whether or not our children have autism.
I want to mention something really, really quick also, and I know hopefully we'll be able to talk about this on another time. I know I'm changing subjects a little bit, but I just wanted to give you kudos, because we're running out of time, on your new ginseng. Oh my goodness, this is going to be world-changing for many different reasons, from the way that it's grown and the effectiveness and the quality and the integrity, and just wanted to pass on a kudos for bringing that to the industry.
Well, yes, you're right. We should have another conversation about that.
Oh, my.
I am in love with our red ginseng. This is the first time that we've had this kind of powerful ginseng available in the U.S. market, perhaps ever. This is the kind of quality that made it a favorite of Chinese emperors who paid for it with more than its weight in gold. This has a ginsenoside content equivalent to 20-year-old wild harvested ginseng. You just can't get that anymore. It's virtually extinct in the wild. So, this amazing new growing process is ultra clean, ultra pure, and ultra powerful. I tried it for the first time a couple of weeks ago. I am taking it every single day. I love the way it makes me feel. It gives me energy and stamina and lifts my mood and improves my focus. Isn't that something everybody wants to have?
Yeah, I'd like to know who doesn't want that.
I know, who doesn't want to have that?
Well, I want to thank you so much, and it's such a pleasure. We went right through the breaks. That's okay. I'd rather have more time with you. I want to wish you and your family, everyone at Ura Farm and Terry's Naturally, a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and I will talk to you hopefully with the next time, next month, hopefully, and we can chat and maybe do a great show on the ginseng, and thank you for what you do.
And thank you so much for everything that you do, Jeff, for getting this important information out to people, and wishing you all a wonderful Thanksgiving as well.
Be well, my friend. My wonderful guest today, Cheryl Myers. Did you enjoy it? I loved it. She is so knowledgeable, and she brings such great information. And didn't you feel like you were just kind of sitting around with a great friend and having a wonderful conversation, and now you learned so much information about this clinical OPC, this French grape seed extract? You know you did. You'll probably think of it later, and you'll start thinking, you know, I learned a lot about that today. Well, head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. The clinical OPC regular price is $49.95, on sale for $34.95. So you're getting $15 off it right there, plus a $5 off coupon that takes $20 off. And with the purchase, you'll get the free book. So I think you're going to find it to be amazing in so many different areas. And I'm so glad we had the time to really give it its attention and its focus for an entire hour today. So I hope you enjoyed it. I do want to mention real quick that that new red ginseng is available. $5 off coupons on that as well. So give that a try. If you're looking for a little natural kick in the rear end, a little bit of afternoon or morning, get you started or help you through the day energy, and you're looking for something, you know, you've heard about ginseng forever and, you know, you've never really tried it. This is the kind of ginseng that I think a lot of people are going to benefit from really well, and they're going to notice the difference. So that's one of those things where you say, what will I notice? Well, with the red ginseng, you're going to notice great energy, and I think you're going to enjoy it very much. Like she said, who does not want more energy during the day? And we're going through the time of the year when we're running around crazy. We're running around and doing what we're doing and the holidays and the spiral, and all of a sudden when you finally wake up, it's January 2nd. You know, how about having great energy to really enjoy your holiday season, not dragging, not running yourself into the ground? Keep in mind the OPC, the French grape extract, as well as the red ginseng, and of course all the other wonderful products that are available from Terry's Naturally Europharma. So definitely keep those products in mind. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, that's where you'll pick them up, and that's where you can have the dialogue with the most knowledgeable staff in the business, the most amazing, passionate people that are educated and informed and just want to share that information with you so that you have the tools you need to make those wonderful decisions, those decisive decisions about your good health today and your good health moving forward. We want to know how to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy, and the only way to do that is to make sure that you have a plan, and that you have the passion to ask questions, and that you realize that sometimes we need change, and sometimes we need to shake it up. Anytime when we know we need change, we already knew we needed to change. We already knew all the bad things we're doing. We're not crazy. We just didn't want to do it because we love comfort. We love comfort zones because they're familiar, and that's where our butt fits in the dent in the couch just so perfectly, and our arm reaches that remote, and we're just very, very comfortable. But comfort zones are just that. They're familiar and they're comfortable, but it doesn't mean they're good for you. So head over to Stay Healthy. Let's shake it up a little bit. Let's take back our health. Let's hold on to it, and let's find out what we can do moving forward to feel as good as we can possibly feel while we're here. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, take the time to bring your questions with you. And when you're getting healthy, go to the best, who carry the best, who bring the best information and the best peace of mind and that open dialogue in a full-service environment. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address. Start getting a newsletter that's educational every single month. Also, print your coupon every time you go to the store, and you can print it right off of their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. A thumbs up on Facebook as well. So remember, the French grape seed extract, $49.95, on sale for $34.95, plus a $5 off coupon, plus the free book with purchase, and the red ginseng is also $5 off as well. But ask any question you want on the entire line of products. They can help you with anything. I hope you have a great day. Do something awesome for yourself. Focus on yourself. Don't forget, and don't get lost in the mix. Be well, stay healthy, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.